Chapter 20, Followers of God as Dear Children.
Every truly converted soul can say, I am but a little child, but I am God's child. It was at infinite cost that provision was made whereby the human family might be restored to sonship with God. In the beginning, God made man in his own likeness. Our first parents listened to the voice of the tempter and yielded to the power of Satan. But man was not abandoned to the results of the evil he had chosen. The promise of a deliverer was given. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, God said to the serpent, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. See Genesis 3:15. Before they heard of the thorn and the thistle, of the sorrow and the toil that must be their portion, or of the dust to which they must return, they listened to words that could not fail of giving them hope. All that had been lost by yielding to Satan could be regained through Christ. The Son of God was given to redeem the race. At infinite suffering, the sinless for the sinful, the price was paid that was to redeem the human family from the power of the destroyer and restore them again to the image of God. Those who accept the salvation brought to them in Christ will humble themselves before God as his little children. God wants his children to ask for those things that will enable him to reveal his grace through them to the world. He wants them to seek his counsel, to acknowledge his power. Christ lays loving claims on all for whom he has given his life. They are to obey his will if they would share the joys that he has prepared for all who reflect his character here. It is well for us to feel our weakness, for then we shall seek the strength and wisdom that the Father delights to give his children for their daily strife against the powers of evil. While education, training, and the counsel of those of experience are all essential, the workers are to be taught that they are not to rely wholly upon any man's judgment. As God's free agents, all should ask wisdom of him. When the learner depends wholly upon another's thoughts, accepting his plans and going no further, he sees only through that man's eyes and is, so far, only an echo of another.